Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The 37th annual Kenai Peninsula Sport, Rec, and Trade Show will be held this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Saldana Regional Sports Complex. The event started in 1985, but was put on hold due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now that the world is back to normal, Kenai Peninsula Association of Realtors CEO Kelly Barton says this trade show is the right way to kick off the summer. This three-day event starts with an opening night on Friday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Food and beer will be included with admission for individuals of age. And if you're a minor, no worries, because non-alcoholic beverages will still be provided.
So Saturday we're 10 to 6 and Sunday we're 10 to 5. Something for everyone. Bring the kids. It's a family event during the weekend.
This year, attendees will have the opportunity to participate in archery, an educational fun area with the National Wildlife Refuge, and Connections Homeschool will be hosting a fun zone for the little ones. There will also be horse rides, a mechanical bull, and the return of the famous youth fish pond, provided this year by the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, with the Department of Fish and Game donating the fish. Randy Work, who is the president of the Kenai Peninsula Realtors, who is also in charge of the event, says that people are really excited about the return of the Wall of Guns.
Sportsman's Warehouse is sponsoring our Wall of Guns again this year. Last year, I believe we sold 15 rounds of Wall of Guns. This year, they are doing something a little different. They're going to have one grandioso prize at the end worth
over $4,000.
For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. The CGI Suicide Prevention Fund application is now open to Alaska nonprofits. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska communications company GCI on Wednesday opened the application for its Suicide Prevention Fund grants, a $100,000 annual program that has distributed approximately $800,000 to 54 of Alaska's nonprofits since 2016. The grant was established to address the critical challenge of suicide prevention, promote mental health, and support initiatives dedicated to lowering Alaska's suicide rate, currently the third highest in the nation. Each year, GCI works with the Alaska Community Foundation to distribute $100,000 in grants to organizations that apply to fund suicide prevention programs in a diverse range of rural communities. In Wales, Norton Sound Health Corporation's Behavioral Health Services Prevention Team in Bering Strait School District used its 2023 grant funds to host a cultural week for the youth that included drum making, carving, traditional food preparations, and a community potluck. The native village of Scammon Bay started the Kungusvik Toolbox Reasons for Life project to connect youth with elders and experts as a way of preventing suicide and promoting resilience. Building the strong cultural network helps youth to develop a sense of pride and connect with their family. Youth participate in subsistence activities, learn about surviving off the land, and help elders who are immobile or need additional assistance. Nonprofit organizations and equivalent organizations, which may include tribes, schools, churches, and local government agency programs working in the realm of mental health and suicide prevention, can apply for the GCI Suicide Prevention Fund on the ACF website now through June 14th at 5 o'clock p.m. Find out more by visiting this story at radiokenai.com.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough will host a hazardous waste collection day on Saturday, May 4th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Homer Transfer Facility in Homer. This is a free event for households. Any businesses that hope to dispose of anything will be charged a fee. If a household has over 55 gallons or more, they must pre-register. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.